All right, and with that, we'll move to 18, CSP Fire Protection Partners.
Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary Workman, good morning. Jason Gooder, operations at Custer State Park. I'm here to introduce Sterling Smith. He's our fire forester. He surprised me he's not wearing a hat today. I didn't recognize him. But he's going to talk a little bit about the Wildland Fire Suppression Incident Command System and how that relates to us when we do fire suppression here in the park, and also the prescribed fire portion of it as well, and how that ties together. So with that, I'll give it to Sterling.
Thank you for the introduction. Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, good morning. So I'm just gonna kind of go over wildland fire structure, and then I'll, like Jason said, talk about how we handle that in the park. So as you guys know, wildfires don't really follow boundaries very well. And so we have created nationally the National Wildland or Wildfire Coordination Group. And what they do is they set up kind of a standardization for training and qualifications across the nation. So when we get qualified to fight fires in the park, we're also qualified to fight fires anywhere in the country and vice versa, so that when we have fires in the park, we need help, the Forest Service can come here and it's easy to work with them. And so the most basic qualification that they have is Firefighter 2, and which that is you take about a week worth of classes, and then you take what we call the pack test, which is you have to walk 3 miles with a 45-pound pack in 45 minutes. And once you do that, you're qualified as a basic wildland firefighter. Once that's done, as you kind of go through your career, you can get more qualifications through classes and experience. We have these things called task books. So if you want to become the next level, you have to spend usually at least 3 training sessions on fires. You'll have a trainer, you're doing the job, they're watching you, making sure you can do it okay. If you do well, you get signed off, and then you keep building on your qualifications that way. So some examples of this would be like engine boss. That means you could take an engine out to a fire with a crew. Task force leaders, burn bosses, and divisions, and so on. So within Custer State Park, we have what we call the fire guard, and that's GFMP employees that work for the park that are qualified to go on fires. Here we have 5 engine boss qualified folks, and so there's 5 of us. If we do get a fire, they need help, they can call us, and we could take an engine out with other GFP employees. On top of that, we have between 5 to 10 firefighter type 2s, sometimes more, sometimes less, depends on seasonal help and who takes the pack test that year. Let's see, sorry about that. So we're qualified, so how do we go to these fires? So locally, we have Great Plains Dispatch Center, and they cover Nebraska and South Dakota, essentially. If South Dakota Wildland Fire says they need help, we'll go help staff an engine, and then that dispatch would call us to a fire. Or if we're just on standby, we call in service to them, and then they would dispatch us out. As we get bigger fires, then it goes to the geographic level, the GAC, that's our region. So, for example, the Quarry Fire we had 2 months ago, I guess, they would, once we run out of resources here, you bump it up to the region, they bring in resources. Once we run out of resources regionally, then you go nationally and they bring in resources. So that's kind of how you get, for instance, on the Quarry Fire, we had folks from Montana here, Colorado, I believe, South Dakota, Nebraska, kind of all over. For fires, we break them up on how complex they are, and then for each level, you have to be a higher level incident commander. So type 5 fires are your most basic fires. That might be like a single tree fire in the park, something that's less than an acre. Oftentimes, you won't even hear that we had a fire that size. We'll go, we'll put it out, and that's kind of the end of it. And it goes all the way to type 1 fires. With type 2 and type 1 fires, the quarry fire that we had, that would have been, it was a type 3 fire, but almost type 2. Once you get to those bigger fires, there's predetermined teams across the nation that you can call, and they'll show up with all the overhead needed to help put the fire out. Once they're done, they release or they return the fire back to the local units. So that's kind of, if we have a large fire in the park, that's how you could, if we went type 2, you might have an incident commander from Colorado be in charge of the fire in the park. And then we also have prescribed fire complexity levels similar to wildfires. So there's low complexity, that'd be like if we're burning piles in the park in the winter. Moderate complexity, we'd call that type 2. That's when we're doing like our 200-acre burns that you'll see us do. That'd be a type 2 prescribed fire. And then high complexity would be larger, multiple jurisdictions. Perhaps you're near private residences, that type of thing. So whenever we do a prescribed fire in the park, we write a plan like this, and that's also through the NWCG, and that kind of goes through all the steps needed, helps us predict fire behavior, tells us how many folks we need to have to run the prescribed burn, kind of helps us figure out costs, all that good stuff. Okay, so we all kind of follow the NWCG standards. So all the states belong to the National Association of State Foresters, and they're represented within NWCG. And then where we are, we have the Black Hills Fire Protection District. So that goes from I-90 down to Highway 79, then across Hot Springs. And everything within that, if it's on private or state ground, that's South Dakota State Wildland Fires jurisdiction. And then Forest Service would be in charge of theirs. Then you have the Park Service in charge of theirs. That one include municipalities. And then for the rest of the state, South Dakota Wildland Fire has protection over all lands that are 10% timbered. And with prescribed burning, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, we follow the NWCG standards as well. So kind of to give you an overall, before I do questions here, how this works for us. So we meet all these standards. I'll give you an example on the quarry fire. Wildland Fire will call us when they need help, and then we'll kind of put together who's available or not. So for the quarry fire, we threw together an engine, and then we also had a couple of us in charge of heavy equipment. But an example of that was most of us were actually fighting that fire on Forest Service ground. And then as it grew into the state park, we had other folks helping that. And once you go to an area of the fire, that's kind of your spot. So with that, we had, I think, roughly 7 of us helping with that fire. And then we also had Jason, who kind of acts as a liaison in the park here and works with the fire folks to help decide where to put lines, what's best for our resources, and how we can handle it best in the park. Oftentimes during the summer, if we're dry, Wildland Fire will call us, ask us to staff an engine for them so we can still do our normal jobs. We'll just have the engine with us that day. And if a call comes out for a fire, we'll go help them. So we help them quite a bit. They help us. It's a pretty good relationship with Wildland Fire. And they have their district office located in the park. I'm sure a lot of you have been there and seen that. So that's a really quick overview of Wildland Fire command structure. But do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, thank you. Questions for either? The one that I did have, you were talking about when resources run out and others come in to help out. How often does that happen?
Depends on the fire season and the area. Around here, it'd be, I don't know, every 3 years or so, maybe we get dry enough that we're bringing resources in. And that'd be sometimes we're staged here in the park. Sometimes if we're really dry, we'll just bring in resources even without a fire just to stage. But for these big fires, it doesn't take much to run out. So whenever you see larger fires like the Quarry Fire, we're going to be bringing in folks from the outside because you still need folks also available to put out any new starts as well.
Mm-hmm. And then my other question, when we are in a drought like we are, is there kind of prep work or plans in place with the understanding of how dry things are, or is that just something that you do on a normal basis anyway?
So we'll have staffing levels, kind of run cards for fire, so when we meet certain thresholds, no matter where the start is, you'll send so many resources to it. And one of the ways we manage that, we take fuel moistures in the park and around here every week, and once those get dry enough, and then we have charts like energy release component that shows how hot and dry we are, and so that'll dictate how many folks we send to a fire. It can also help bring in folks just to stage.
Okay.
So I imagine, like this summer, it wouldn't be uncommon for South Dakota Wildland Fire to bring in extra engines they already have or crews to the park and just be staged here.
Very good. Thank you. Any other questions, comments from the commission?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Nyberg.
Sterling, talk about staffing. How many staff members do you have in the park focused on firefighting? Number two, talk a little bit about the equipment you have. And then how well do you sleep at night when there's a lightning storm?
Through the chair. So for me, I'm kind of my own entity in a way, but then when it comes to fires, we have those 10 to 15 other folks that I kind of help line up to get to them. And then when we're on fires, your qualifications don't matter from your normal day job, right? It's whatever qualification you have on that fire. So hopefully someday Secretary Roebling gets his FFT2 and I can be his boss for a couple days. We have roughly 10 to 15. We have our outside lives too, so we're not always tied to being on call. But generally, we can put together two engines about if we have a fire in the park. As for equipment, so State Wildland Fire provides us the equipment. Way back in the day, we used to have our own. Now they kind of take care of all the equipment for us. But they have, right now, three Type 6 engines, which kind of look like more of a pickup. They're the smallest engines that you see often. And then we have a tender and then a skid steer. And they also have a couple dozers. A lot of times they'll stage a dozer down in the park. So when we get that call, we just hop on their equipment. You had one more in there. I think I forgot.
Yeah, how well you sleep at night.
Oh. With lightning, I'm okay. It's when we do prescribed fires that I don't sleep well at night.
Yeah. Very good. Anything else from the commission? Oh, Commissioner Teal.
Thanks, Sterling. Is there any plans with all these trees that have blown over to burn any of those areas? Obviously not right now, but as conditions allow, would there be any plans to burn any of that stuff that's heavily blown down?
Through the chair. Eventually, yes. We had two prescribed burns planned this spring, and through obviously dry fuels and the windstorm, those have kind of fallen apart. So we have to do a lot of reprepping because we have trees blown all through the lines and it's kind of a mess. And some areas we don't want to burn again. Like for instance, areas where there's a lot of pine and oak stands, now all those pines are on the ground. If we burn it right now, it's going to burn too hot. But eventually, we'll plan on going through areas that have been hit and trying to do some prescribed burning in there. We're also hoping to get more taken out this fall through salvage logging. They should be back here in the fall and continued doing what they're doing. So if you drive down the loop road past Volunteer Village. That's the area we've already salvage logged, and that kind of gives you a good feel of what it looks like after that.
Very good. Anything else? Thank you both for the presentation. Well done.
Thanks.
Thank you. And from that,